A delegation of senior U.S. officials arrived in Myanmar today for Washington's highest-level talks with the reclusive military regime in 14 years. They will be speaking to the ruling junta and the imprisoned pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The United States has said little ahead of the two-day visit, widely seen as an exploratory dialogue to see how sincere the notoriously distrustful generals are about democratic reforms. We spoke to Anna Roberts, director of the Burma Campaign UK, to find out what this visit means for relations between Burma and the United States.
This visit has come about as a result of the U.S. policy review that the United States has undertaken. And what that review has concluded is that actually the US will increase its work on Burma and increase pressure on Burma. What the policy review concluded was that the United States would retain all the current sanctions that it applies against the regime, that if the situation deteriorates, then those sanctions would be increased. But at the same time, it would look at opportunities, at ways that it could increase its diplomatic and political engagement with the regime. So this is encouraging sort of policy from the United States, because this is what the democracy movement has been asking for, a combination of, yes, we need that economic pressure in the form of targeted financial sanctions to put pressure on the regime, but we also need other tools to be used, including those sort of diplomatic and political measures. So there have been some initial meetings in the United States between U.S. officials and Burmese regime officials. And now this is the next step in terms of a visit by U.S. officials to Burma.